Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
Time to get you dialed into the biggest stories of the day. This is the Daily 10 with Matt Chernoff.
All right, everybody, here we go. It's time for the Monday edition of the Daily 10, all presented by Prize Picks. Your friend Matt back again, and we're ready to take you on our 10-minute sports journey together today. As I said, all brought to you by Prize Picks. Prize Picks is America's number one fantasy sports app with more than 3 million members, and you can be the next to join the fun. Just download the Prize Picks app, use my code Matt, M-A-T-T, and you will get a first deposit match of up to $100. Again, download the Prize Picks app. Use my code Matt, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100. And all you're doing is picking more or less with two or more players, and you're watching the winnings roll in. I've been giving you just winners one after another with our Braves daily prize picks that I've been posting on Twitter at Real Matt Lanta. You can play baseball if you think Ronald Acuna is going to get more than 1.5 bases. If you think Austin Riley gets more than 1/2 of a double. If you think Charlie Morton strikes out more than 3.5. Those are some of the ways you can win. You can also do the NBA playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, and so much more. Download the Prize Picks app. Use the code Matt, M-A-T-T, for a first deposit match of up to $100 with Prize Picks. Here's what's coming up on a very busy show today. It's our Ducks Dugout lineup brought to you by Ducks Dugout. The Braves walked it off again yesterday, and they might have woken up three very sleepy bats in the process. We'll look back at the Braves' win over the Guardians, their weekend series win over Cleveland, and what lies ahead now for the red-hot Braves. Plus, if you're looking for Falcons draft value, well, this sharp analysis, it's probably not for you. And I'm thinking Kirk Cousins is probably not up for this kind of challenge. At least the challenge that people are thinking he can handle. We'll cover all of that and more in a moment. I hope you got out to Ducks Dugout in Marietta over the weekend to meet Mike Mills, REM legend. He had a signing out there this past Saturday at Ducks Dugout, and in the process, you would have seen their 8,000-square-foot showroom that if you're a card collector, a memorabilia collector, or just a sports fan, you'll fall in love with. Rare and exclusive items, plus an incredible staff with over 20 years' experience in the industry to help you find exactly what you're looking for. So if, again, you're a hardcore collector or just a sports fan, Ducks Dugout at 2800 Canton Road, Marietta, it is a must-see for you. Check them out online at ducksdugout.com. They have another location in Lawrenceville. Again, it is must-see for you at Ducks Dugout. All right, let's start with the Braves, who were walk-off winners 4-3 yesterday in 10 innings. So the Braves won the series against Cleveland. They also avoided their first back-to-back losses of the regular season. Austin Riley singled in Ronald Acuna for the game winner in the 10th, and that was much needed and good to see from Austin Riley. So as I said, the Braves win the series. They improved to a Major League best 19-7. And the fact that the Braves have that record, while Ronald Acuna, Matt Olson, and Austin Riley have struggled, it's a reminder of just how deep this Braves roster and this Braves lineup is. In fact, heading into Sunday's game, Ronald Acuna was 4 for his past 24. Austin Riley was 2 for his past 22. And Matt Olson was 2 for his last 21. But on Sunday, that threesome combined for 4 hits, 2 RBIs, a run scored, and a stolen base. So if they can get it going, as scary as the Braves have been, they get even more frightening. The series itself, again, was a Braves win, but it was kind of a weird series. It was a lot of soft contact success for Cleveland, which I guess they're sort of built on. This team that just puts the ball in play, takes extra bases, tries to take advantage of the little things. And they were, I mean, they were successful. A lot of soft contact. Like Saturday were 3 infield hits to load the bases for Cleveland in one rally. They also got a lot of help from the Atlanta wind. Yes, it was a little bit of a wacky wind that helped keep a couple of balls. One from Matt Olson on Sunday that goes out in a lot of other days. Same thing with Austin Riley. There was just a bunch of balls that just died because the wind pushed them back. So that did help Cleveland. But again, that's just part of the elements. The game itself Sunday, Bryce Elder got the start. I don't think he had his best stuff, but he managed to keep the Braves very much in the game. He went 5 1/3, gave up 4 hits, 2 runs. He walked 4, which is always dangerous for Bryce. Struck out 2 and had 2 wild pitches, plus he hit a batter. Elder allowed a run to score on one of the wild pitches. The other came home after 2 base on balls, which set up a Cleveland inning. Now, Bryce made it into the 6th inning, and that's fine, but the Braves had a streak going of 5 straight games where their starter pitched into the 7th inning, and that came to an end yesterday. The Braves' pen, on the whole, did good work. Aaron Bummer pitched an inning and 2/3, gave up a run, struck out 2. Tyler Matzek went an inning, struck out a batter. Raisel Iglesias an inning with a K. And A.J. Minter went an inning, gave up a hit, but he picked off a runner at 3rd. Travis d'Arnaud threw out a runner at 2nd. And it killed any threat for Cleveland. As far as the Braves' offense, it took a minute for them to get going Sunday. But the bottom of the order in the 5th inning came through. A Jared Kelnick double. A Chadwick Tromp single. Put the Braves on the board. Their big inning in the 8th came after a Ronald Acuna leadoff single. He then advanced to 3rd on a pickoff throw attempt. Ozzie Albies hit an RBI double that made it 3-2. And Austin Riley a sac fly that again was killed at 1-1 off the bat. The wind knocked it down, but he still did a good job. Matt Olson, the opposite. He had a soft contact blooper that dropped over the second baseman's head, tied the game at 3, and then, as we mentioned, Riley with the game winner in the 10th. That's a little redemption because the Braves lost 4-2 in 11 innings on Saturday night, as I mentioned, a bunch of soft contact. 3 balls that didn't even get out of the infield that led to a Cleveland run. The best news about Saturday, Charlie Morton was really good again. 7 innings, 4 hits, didn't give up a run, a walk in the mix and 6 strikeouts. He piggybacked a big-time performance from Chris Sale in the Braves win on Friday night, where Sale went 7 innings, gave up 2 hits, just a run. He walked a batter, struck out 6 as well. Sale has now pitched 7 innings in 3 consecutive starts. It's the first time he's done that since 2008. So the Braves now headed for Seattle for the first of 3 tonight. It's the first of a 6-game road trip that'll start in Seattle and end in L.A., with the Dodgers. Tonight, Max Fried gets the ball for the Braves against Bryce Miller. Tomorrow night, Ronaldo Lopez for the Braves. And then Wednesday afternoon, Chris Sale gets the ball in that series finale. Then the Braves are off to L.A. for 3 games with the Dodgers, which should line up with Charlie Morton in Game 1, Bryce Elder in Game 2, and then Max Fried in the series finale. All right, coming up, we'll talk about the NFL draft. The Falcons had themselves a very intriguing draft. If you're looking for Falcon draft value, this sharp analysis might not be for you. We'll cover that coming up in a moment. But as the temps continue to rise, it was warm today. It was in the 80s. It starts to give you a little glimpse of what the Atlanta summer is going to look like. So when you think about things like insulation in your home, you really don't think it's a big deal until you're pumping out the AC nonstop. And for whatever reason, it's just hotter upstairs than down. Well, the problem is you have an insulation issue. And my friends at USA Insulation will make sure that issue is fixed. They're going to come out. They're going to do a free inspection for you, a free consultation, and explain to you what needs to get done. USA Insulation is the only company that will inject the USA premium injection foam into your existing walls, and they can give you the whole rundown on how it's going to happen. And in the final days of April, because it's National Insulation Month, USA Insulation's got 2 great offers for you. Number 1, any insulation project you get on the books before the end of this month, they will do it with free labor. That'll save you a bunch of money. Or you can get 72 months, 0% financing from USA Insulation. Go to USAinsulation.net. Again, that's USAinsulation.net. So the Falcons finished up their draft on Saturday, which started on Thursday with the Michael Penix move and ended with the Falcons really digging deep and finding themselves some defensive line depth. Now that the whole draft is in the books, you can look for draft grades. They're everywhere, but I'm not going to give you a grade. Instead, I'm going to give you some analysis from Warren Sharp of Sharp Football. Now, his draft analysis is based on, as he calls it, the wisdom of crowds approach. His methodology is explained right here. He says, I lean more on consensus mock drafts to peg the first round and then consensus big boards thereafter. By assigning draft capital each pick, using those resources, we then compare the total draft capital used to draft a player at a particular point in the draft relative to what was expected. So essentially, you're taking a bunch of big boards that just rank the players based on where they should be drafted, not necessarily a mock draft attaching them to a player. For instance, here's the top five Warren Sharp has his best value in the 2024 draft. The Lions got the number one value. The Dolphins got the second best. Then the Chiefs, Steelers, and Eagles. Conversely, the team with the worst value of all 32 teams, the Atlanta Falcons. Warren Sharp writes, the Falcons shook up the first round by taking Michael Penix at 8. But he says, what if I told you they drafted 5 more players who were significantly larger reaches than Penix? He says it's not the worst thing to reach for a late-round pick you evaluated differently than your peers or the consensus. But to make it a habit for all 4 picks from the 5th round on is surprising. And this is what he finishes up with, I think, that jumps off the page at me. He says Atlanta's draft board was clearly very different than the 31 other teams around the NFL and the 101 other big boards that they use to comprise this value chart. Sharp writes, that's almost never a good thing. And the Falcons' 2024 draft delivered the most reaches and the least value of any team based on this methodology. Now, that doesn't mean the Falcon draft won't work out, because these are all just opinions, but at least it's eye-opening, right? That the Falcons' judgment, scouting, and evaluation is wildly different than every other team in the NFL. I mean, okay, let's wait and see. In the second round, the Falcons moved up 8 spots to pick a Clemson defensive tackle, which one of the better names in the draft, Rook Arororo, who's 6'4 and 295 pounds. He was thought to have a third-round grade in a lot of places, but the Falcons took him in round 2. Dane Brugler had him as the 10th best player at his position. Then in the 3rd round, they took Braylon Trice, edge rusher out of Washington, who was a teammate with Michael Penix. Trice had 149 quarterback pressures since 2022, which led all of college football. In the 4th round, they added to the D-line again with Brandon Dorlus. 5th round, J.D. Bertrand from Notre Dame, who, by the way, is a Alpharetta native and a Blessed Trinity graduate. In the 6th round, they went with Alabama running back Jace McClendon. 6th round, finally, they added wide receiver Casey Washington out of Illinois. And, yes, they drafted a dog. Georgia drafted Zion Logue from Georgia in the 6th round, 6'6", 314 pounds. Now, the reason I bring up his numbers, there's something pretty clear about what the Falcons added size-wise in this draft. Look at what sticks out. Rook Arororo, 6'4", Braylon Trice, 6'3", Brandon Dorlus, 6'3", and Zion Logue, 6'6". Raheem Morris said the more length, the better opportunity to avoid missed tackles. We'll see if that's right, and if these guys end up making an impact sooner rather than later. All right, coming up, I want to talk about Kirk Cousins and the immense amount of pressure the Falcons are putting on him by not going out of their way to help him as much as I think they can. We'll talk about that coming up in a moment. First, though, I want to help you as much as I can. I want to save you guys money with your home and car insurance. Do you know what you're paying right now? When was the last time you had your rate shopped? Well, I can help you out by getting you in touch with the Rhodes Group. That's an independent insurance agency in the northern suburbs of Atlanta. Clayton Rhodes and his great team will shop your rates. They're the pros. They know exactly what they're looking for. And what they're going to do is get you at least, at minimum, 10 home and 10 car insurance quotes. Now, in that process, they're going to find you the best policy, the best coverage, and most importantly, saving you the most money. And right now that matters because everything's so expensive. Go to Rhodes-Group.com. roads.com to find out all the details. It's spelled R-H-O-A-D-S. roads-group.com/Chernoff. Or you can give them a call, and the Rhodes Group can do the work for you over the phone in less than 10 minutes. Call them at 678-341-9667 for the Rhodes Group. Now, Monday night means baseball's back. You got a late night baseball game with the Braves out in Seattle. You got more NBA playoffs. You've got more Stanley Cup playoffs. That's too much to sit at home and try to watch from your Barca lounger. Instead, make it a Daily Draft night. The Daily Draft is my go-to sports bar in downtown Woodstock. It's on Main Street in the heart of all the bars, all the restaurants, and all the fun. What you'll see when you walk through the door, a craft beer bar. Self-serve taps along the beer wall and two stories of great views of all the games, the baseball, the hockey, the hoops, not to mention the best menu around. It's just flat out the best sports bar in the suburbs. You will not find one better. Go see Sean Daly and his great crew at the Daily Draft. Find out more by following them on Instagram or Facebook for all things Daily Draft. The fallout from the Falcons trading their first round, for taking Michael Penix in the first round of the draft means they're not going to get anything from their eighth overall pick for 2 years, right? That's gotten a lot of attention over the last few days. Okay, that's fine. That's only fine if the Falcons are about to dip back into the free agent market now that the draft is behind us to add at positions of need. I think a lot has been said about Kirk Cousins coming in, and that loan upgrade is going to take the Falcons, in some people's mind, from 7 wins to the playoffs. And while that's possible, I think people are putting way too much on Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk is very good. I think Kirk's numbers are better than Kirk's team performances have been. If the Falcons stand pat the rest of the offseason, which I don't think they will, I think they're going to add. But let's say they're done adding anything of significance. I don't know how much better they are than a year ago. And that's even with Kirk Cousins. I think Kirk is good enough to make the Falcons better, to elevate them a little bit, but not to elevate them to the point where they're a lock, sure shot odds team to make the playoffs. All you have to do is think back to Kirk's time in Minnesota. Kirk had better talent around him with the Vikings, and I mean on both sides of the ball. He had a head coach that became very established very quickly as one of the better play callers in the league. And don't forget, I've brought this up to you before, Kirk Cousins led the Vikings to 2 double-digit winning seasons over his 6 full seasons there. Outside of that, Kirk Cousins led teams were just 27-28-1 in those other 4 years in Minnesota. So by the Falcons not investing more in that first round pick, in other words, somebody that could help Kirk, well, it might work out that Penix is the future and it might be a great pick. But in the next 2 years, you're not getting anything back that could help Cousins. By not investing more in this offseason on defense, you're putting Kirk in a position where you're telling him you got to score more points. And I think the Falcon defense will be helped some by this draft, but I can't depend on second, third, fourth, fifth round picks to make giant impacts. If they do, it's a big surprise. It's just not something, I guess, you would say you should count on. I think people have put way too much on Kirk. I think they've just assumed the Falcons are going to win the South because they have Cousins. I hope it happens. But right now, if I'm looking at this team, they're borderline 8 or 9 wins. Depending on how some close games go, I think that's where they would finish, unless they can add a corner, unless they can add another veteran edge rusher, unless they can add something at safety. Like, they still need things to add, and they weren't able to do it with their decision in the first round because they wanted long-term quarterback, which is fine. It just doesn't solve any problems for now. You guys can solve a problem for me by hitting the subscribe button wherever it is you're listening to the podcast. You'll guarantee you get it each and every morning at 10 a.m. I will talk to you later this afternoon on the radio at 2 o'clock on 680 The Fan in Atlanta. We're back here tomorrow for the next edition of the Daily 10, presented by Prize Picks.
Subscribe to the Daily 10 now and get the latest breaking news and biggest stories of the day every morning. Get more at 680thefan.com or subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google, or wherever you get your favorite shows.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
Tonight in Arkansas, there's a mother tucking in her daughter and turning off the light. A business owner is burning the midnight oil. An at-home dinner date is plating up possibility. And it's all happening under one roof. How? The power of a conversation, like the one John from Integrity Solutions had with First Horizon Bank about his vision for a sustainable mixed-use building. Now it's not just words, it's life. First Horizon Bank, let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/John. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
This is a 680 The Fan podcast. To hear more live and local sports content like this, tune into 680 AM or 93.7 FM or download the Fan app.
Marketing is everywhere. From the billboards on the highways to the notifications on your phone, we are constantly bombarded with people trying to sell us stuff. What makes good marketing? Are you doing enough in your life personally and professionally to market yourself? You have questions, and the Marketing Mad Men have answers. Search the Marketing Mad Men on Google or your favorite podcast provider to get practical marketing advice from expert guests who are shaping and reshaping the business world. They say marketing is a madman's game. Join the Marketing Mad Men every Saturday at 4 p.m. to find out why.
A lifetime of hard work. Children laughing in the kitchen. Family photos on a restaurant wall. A legacy that lives on. It all comes from the power of a conversation, like the one Tommy Hall had with First Horizon Bank about taking over his father's Charleston-based restaurant business. Now the table is set for a whole new generation. First Horizon Bank. Let's find a way. Go to firsthorizon.com/Tommy. First Horizon Bank, member FDIC.
The Fan is ready for Brave season. Are you?
3-1 smoked high in the air, deep center field, and heading for the horizon. A home run by Olsen.
We're streaming every game of the Braves 2024 season free on the 680 The Fan app.
So make sure you download it now and don't miss a pitch of the Braves this season.